Essendon was looking for clear air when it hastened the departure of coach James Hird a couple of weeks back. It may have found some at the MCG last night too. Literally, just 37,000 turned out for the Bombers' last home game of the season against Richmond, the lowest crowd for any game between the two clubs since 1992. With the club's season long since shot to ribbons and the weather cold and wet, this was never going to be a game which had them hanging from the rafters. But Essendon can't afford to write the miserable attendance off as just being about that. There's a silent protest going on, not only about Hird's departure, but about an administration that continues to dither when it comes to important decisions. Essendon needed to hit the ground running after Hird left. It hasn't. 2 weeks on, the Dons are still to even announce the composition of the subcommittee which will select his replacement, much less start the business of actually finding one. Carlton already has a coach for 2016. Adelaide remains a far more attractive proposition for a candidate, which leaves the Bombers' last cab off the coaching rank and with the continued spectre of the WADA appeal complicating matters further. Essendon needs a rebuild of an entire club, not just its football operations. One which will address the lethargy and slow-wittedness of the past 15 years. One which has the guts to put back in their box the various coterie groups and wannabes and hangers-on who exert way too much influence over a founding club's direction. Paul Little's likely replacement as Essendon chairman is former government minister Lindsay Tanner. In my view, he can't start soon enough. But getting some semblance of order back into a fractured club will be for him a challenge every bit as large as were any power plays between Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard.